This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, March the 3rd of 2024. Day 62nd of the year, and only 303 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Yep, some Radio Big action going on over there in the nether regions as we get to do some stuff. No doubt there. So, a lot of stuff going on. Little time to talk about. If you're new here, well, welcome in. If you've been here prior or at a previous time, either via radio podcast or via streamer with the video stream, welcome back. Thanks for coming back. Anyways, our show consists of safety in the news and safety. We try to keep it as topical as humanly possible as we're talking about in real time the things that are going on. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. A lot of stuff, little time to do so. That's always, of course, how this world rolls. So as we are talking, let's make sure that we're clear. If you want to interact with the show, audio, video, and text messaging, all by going to callinradio.com. Yeah, callinradio.com. We'll give you some options on doing some things. Right there's the airsy, as we are doing. So, a lot of stuff going on. We are a show that likes to talk a little bit about everything. And last week, we were talking about conferences. And some people are excited about things that are going on. We have the Energy Safety Canada thing coming up towards the end. Yes, the end of April. If you want to come and hang out with us in Banff, we'll be broadcasting live over there. A lot of stuff going on at that location. And then here in the U.S., well, I guess I probably should talk about it today, because that's going to be one of the things that people are going to want to know about. Well, finally, I guess I can finally say it. Conklin Conference 4. Yep. Right there. Right there for you. Coming up. Santa Fe, New Mexico. As we are doing our thing. And when I say Santa Fe, well, Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 9th. Yep, September the 9th through the 11th. Yep, finally, can announce it, Conklin Conference 4. So if you're interested, all you have to do is go to our website, safetyfm.com, and go to live events, and we'll get you set up over there. Yep. You asked for it, so I was trying to give you the news earlier, but we had to finalize some things. So there you go. September the 9th through the 11th. This one, yeah, we have some inspiration right there in regards to what we'll be doing. Conklin Conference 4, of course, headed out by the one and only Todd Conklin. If you want to come and hang out with us, September the 9th through the 11th. More information, go to safetyfm.com. Normally the best way to do that. And if you just go into the section that says live event, it gets really confusing for some. I don't know why. Every year when we start bringing these things up, we start taking a look and people are like, okay, we need to know what's going on. And I mean, it's right there on the screen or inner. I'm trying to take a look real quick as I am looking at the stuff. But yeah, if you go right there, information of what is going on inside of there. On the page of what's going on. So there you go. Okay, so with that being said, safetyfm.com has all the information for you. Love to see you there. Conklin Conference. We'll have the speakers rolling more and more out. I can tell you as we are speaking right now, confirmed, we have a few people that will be there, you know, making sure. I mean, and I was amazed. People caught on to this thing before I even announced that it was official. People were buying tickets already. I barely even put the thing on the website. It's crazy. Anyway, so there you go. Conklin Conference for September the 9th through the 11th. Anyways, let's talk real quick about some things that are going on in today. Let's talk about what the hell was trending, because I think some people are going to want to know that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, another milestone in private space race and an eerie reading for Gail King and a health warning for the daily pot smokers. We'll talk about that as in showbiz. Also, Pat McAfee stands up against the booing of the U.S. national anthem, and James Gunn shuts down the casting rumors that were going on. I guess we'll talk about that. Also, Meghan Markle squeezing in some more self-promotion in the Royals. So we'll talk about all that stuff. So I have my friends from Feature Story News waiting over here wanting to talk to you about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news. So why don't we go ahead and do that ahora and let them do their news thing.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'd be happy to return to the White House despite last week's talks there collapsing. President Zelensky had a public falling out with U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance on Friday. Over the weekend, he attended talks in London at which the U.K. said it would put together a coalition of the willing to police any peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Zelensky says he'd like to have private talks with President Trump next time but would go back to Washington soon if asked to do so.
And of course, if I am invited for the constructive dialogue to solve real issues, for serious questions and truly decisive answers and actions, open conversations between the partners, it is important and it is constructive to understand the positions, and such open conversations should take place. I do not believe it is right when such conversations are absolutely open.
8 workers are still trapped more than a week after the collapse of a tunnel in South India. Rescue operations are continuing, but officials say the exact whereabouts of the workers are still unknown. Rebecca Bunden reports.
The Chief Minister of the Indian state of Telangana, where the tunnel collapse took place, has said it could take another 2 days to reach the workers. Rescue teams say that debris removal in the last 20 metres of the Sri Sailam left bank canal tunnel is proving challenging. Teams have been working since the incident took place to try to get to the workers using advanced machinery, but the unstable structure has been hampering efforts. The collapse has raised questions about the safety of infrastructure. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
China's manufacturing activity picked up last month, indicating economic resilience in the face of US President Donald Trump slapping more tariffs on Chinese exports. The latest data comes as policymakers are expected to announce they'll push China's official budget deficit target to the highest in over three decades. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The private survey called the Caixin Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index rose to 50.8 in February from a 50.1 a month earlier. It was the fifth straight month the index stayed above 50, which signals an expansion. It comes as thousands of delegates, including ministry chiefs and provincial leaders, will gather in Beijing this week for the parliamentary conclave. Officials are expected to set a bullish growth target of around 5%. Policymakers are also expected to unveil fresh policy support to deal with deflation, a protracted property crisis, and now a trade war with the US. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Independent film Anora has taken five Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Actress. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. With more today on the weekend efforts in Europe to salvage the US relationship with Ukraine and the Trump administration's reaction to them. Even as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and others were embracing President Volodymyr Zelensky in London and launching what they called a reset of efforts to forge peace in Ukraine, back in Washington, top Trump officials continued to pour scorn on the Ukrainian president, following the drubbing he received in the Oval Office from the president and vice president on Friday. Mike Waltz is America's national security advisor, speaking here to Fox News.
You know, with the body language, the shaking of head, the arms crossed, we found it incredibly disrespectful. We were ready to sign that deal. I want to address directly that this was some type of ambush. Is absolutely false. We had negotiated the minerals deal in the weeks prior. It was difficult, but it was done and finalized and ready to be signed in the East Room.
Other top officials, including Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, rubbished Zelensky. And late on Sunday, the Pentagon announced it is abandoning all efforts to counter cybercrime against the United States from Russia, underscoring the complexity Europe will face in efforts to propel the Ukraine crisis towards a resolution. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'd be happy to return to the White House despite last week's talks there collapsing. Eight workers are still trapped more than a week after the collapse of a tunnel in South India. China's manufacturing activity picked up last month, according to the latest data. And independent film Anora has taken five Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Actress. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally,
Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's not just the Rated R Safety Show, it's the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, the Rated R. Yeah, that's how he says it, isn't it? Okay, so there you go. 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. So anyways, this private space company, put a lander on the moon. Firefly Aerospace launched a Blue Ghost lander on SpaceX rocket on January the 15th. Beyond the technical milestone of marking it as the lunar surface or making it to the lunar surface, the lander will specifically study the moon dust and Earth's magnetic field using an X-ray telescope. Last year, two landers made it to the moon, one from Japan Space Agency and another from a private American company. While both successfully landed, both also tipped over, limiting their ability to perform experiments and transmit data. This is according to the New York Times. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on this timer around. What do you think? I don't know. I think it'll get kind of interesting. I always do. I always think it's interesting when it comes to those whole things. Okay, let's take a listen to this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced plans to combat every increasing cost of eggs. About $500 million will go towards implementing biosecurity measures to prevent the spread of bird flu at a massive farming facilities. Another $400 million will go towards financial assistance for farmers who lost their flocks results of the bird flu. And another $100 million will go towards vaccine research to stop the spread of future outbreaks. Beyond the spending, USDA is pursuing temporary import options to boost the supply of eggs and reducing the regulations that increase their cost where possible. This is according to the USDA website. So some stuff to think about. What do you think? Seriously. So there you go. Archaeologists in Pompeii recently discovered a massive paintings with almost life-size depictions of rituals connected to the Greek god, the patron of fertility, the theater, and religious ecstasy. The frescoes show female followers of Dionysus dancing and hunting in parts. Elsewhere where human animals created are depicted playing music during the wine sacrifice. There's a wine sacrifice? This explains a lot. Pompeii continues to be the full site of full discoveries nearly two millennia after it was buried in ash. The explosion of the Mount of the, I guess, Mount Venus in 79 AD. This is according to New York Post. So, a lot of stuff. Lots of stuff going on as we are talking. Yeah. It gets interesting. It always gets interesting when we're talking. That's for sure. Anyways, a lieutenant governor in Texas, Dan Patrick, wants to change the name of the New York Strip Steak for a very simple reason, that the cattle responsible for the cut is probably comes from his state. The New York Strip name will be reportedly came from a Big Apple favorite in the 1830s. Delmonico's. The steakhouse signature dish was a strip steak cut with a short loin. And then at a time where a cut that became synonymous with New York Strip City, with the New York City, while the New York State certainly raises cows, those are mostly for dairy. Patrick says that he's working with the state legislature to introduce a resolution calling on all restaurants and grocery stores in the state to voluntarily rename New York Strip to offering the Texas Strip. In an online post, Patrick says, "We want this to catch on across the country and around the globe." He concludes that after a session ends this summer, "I might take a short cruise across the Gulf of America and have a juicy, medium rare Texas strip." This is according to Dan Patrick. Is it that serious? Like, is it that serious? It needs to be a Texas strip? Sometimes, I don't know, it gets weird what we talk about. Here's the fun part. I always think it's interesting on how we're able to do stuff. Because we get to hang out and talk. I mean, and that's always the fun part, don't get me wrong. But I like listening to other ordeals that people bring up. And I think it's interesting because I want to know about other people and how they think about stuff and how they look at sessions and things along those lines. So I find it amazing, you know, what we get hung up on. Like, how much time have you devoted to this, Mr. Patrick? Because I don't know if this is really something worth dying on. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a difficult and a strange thing. I mean, you're looking at this and going, it shouldn't be called New York Strip. It should be the Texas Strip. Just call it strippers. Get it over with. I mean, I don't know. What else would you do?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, more than 2,460 people participated in the polar bear dip at the most lake in Northwest Czech Republic, setting a new world record. For the record, swimmers have to wear bathing suits, go at least waist deep into the water, and stay in for at least a minute. The water temperature on Saturday dip was around 38 degrees Fahrenheit. According to the Guinness World Record, the previous record was 1,799 people, or participants, who took part of the polar bear dip in the Baltic Sea off the coast of Poland. on February the 15th of 2015. I mean, with all these people doing these plunges at home now, couldn't this just be done? I mean, come on. I think the record could be easily broken. That's what it sounds like. I mean, I could be wrong. What do I know? Just a dude here. Just a dude doing duty stuff, you know?
Rated R safety show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, so take a listen to this. New York Dolls frontman David Johansen has died. He passed away on Friday at his home in Staten Island, according to a statement from the family. While the causes of death was not shared, Johansen has been battling stage 4 cancer for the past 10 years. He was 75 at the time of his passing. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff going on. Let's talk about the box office. Coming in at number 10 was Mobile Suit Gundam. At number 9 was One of Them Days. At number 8, oh, by the way, 925,000. The previous one was 916,000. And number 8 was The Unbreakable Boy, $1.2 million. And number 7 was Heart Eyes, $1.3 million. And number 6 was Mufasa, The Lion King, $1.9 million. At number 5 was Dogman with $4.2 million. At number 4, Paddington in Peru, $4.5 million. Also at number 3 was The Monkey with $6.3 million. And coming in at the number 2 spot was Last Breath, $7.8 million. And number 1, again, which I'm kind of surprised about, seriously. Not that there's really anything wrong, but I'm just kind of surprised. Number one again, Captain America Brave New World, $15 million. So it looks like people are liking it, and that's the important part. Okay, so let's get swampy here because we need to do that. President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, didn't leave Washington, D.C. on Friday with a signed deal to share profits from mining in his country, with the United States. The deal blew up in a spectacular fashion with cameras rolling after a heated back and forth, including Zelensky, President Trump, and Vice President J.D. Vance. After about 40 minutes of pleasantry, Zelensky suggested that the Russian leader Vladimir Putin would not agree to any of these ceasefire terms and that keeping the war in Ukraine was the only thing stopping Russia from taking military action against the United States. That seemed to be the final straw for Trump, who shouted down at Zelensky and eventually shut down the live verbal altercation for the reporters and cameras in the room. Since then, Zelensky has received a public support from multiple European leaders. Over the weekend, UK Prime Minister openly suggested that the support of Ukraine could include British troops on the ground and planes in the air. Bloomberg reports that Trump wants public apology from Zelensky before continuing any negotiations. The admin maintains that Zelensky is not serious about establishing a peace deal, that he'd welcome to return to bring the war to the end, not continue fighting. So there you go. Lot of stuff going on as we are talking. CBS News reports that the border encounters in February hit the lowest number in 25 years. Border Patrol apprehended 8,450 people last month. By comparison, it was not uncommon for such apprehensions to exceed 8,000 in a single day under former President Joe Biden. Trump announced plans to create a strategic cryptocurrency reserve ahead of the White House crypto summit planned on March the 7th. Also, Trump signed an executive order making English the official language of the United States, ending the Clinton-era rule for government and its agencies. So there you go. Also, let's talk about the numbers from Friday. The Dow increased by 601 points to close at 43,840. So there you go there. Also, the S&P increased by 92 points to close at 5,954. And the NASDAQ increased by 302 points to close at 18,847. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.09. And Bitcoin gained on the news of the strategic crypto reserve, up over 10% last week's lows, and now it's at $93,000. So there you go. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $215 million jackpot or $100.9 million cash payout. Also, Powerball drawing will be for $279 million jackpot or $131.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Okay, so let's talk about some of the stuff that happened last night. If you're one of those Oscar realm people, because, you know, we had to talk about it. So before getting the winner's list, some notable odds and ends of last night's Academy Award. After spending weeks promoting itself as a streaming home of the Oscars, Hulu had widespread trouble with the live feed of the broadcast. Also, Harrison Ford had to bow out of presenting after receiving a shingles diagnosis. Also, Nick Offerman was in the house, in-house announcer for the first time, taking over for David Alan Grier. The first ever Academy member to perform a PA duties was Ronald Reagan back in 1953. Ahead of the show, rumors swirled that Kamala Harris would show up, especially after increased security precautions, but ended up staying home. Her husband showed up prepping the bowl of Doritos, the very normal and totally relatable former Veep's favorite campaign snack. So there you go. Also, in accepting the Best Actor Award, Adrian Brody went very long on his acceptance speech, and even when the orchestra started to play him off, he told them to cut the music off, and they did. Anora was the sleeper success last night, taking home 5 Oscars. Writer, director, and editor Sean Baker won in each of those categories. Mikey Madison took home Best Actress Award and the film for Best Picture. Otherwise, Conan O'Brien's evening, the winners are, here we go. Best Picture was Anora. Actress was Mikey Madison. Anora. Actor, Adrian Brody, the brutalist supporting actress was Zoe Saldana with Amelia Paris. Supporting actor was Kieran Culkin, A Real Pain. Director was Anora. Original screenplay was Anora. Adapted screenplay was Conclave. Original song, El Mai, from Amelia Paris. Score was The Brutalist Cinematography with The Brutalist Visual Effects, Dune Part 2. Film editing, Anora. Sound, Dune Part 2. Production design, Wicked. Costume design, Wicked. Makeup, hair, and hairstyle, The Substance. Live action short in Not a Robot. Documentary short, The Only Girl with an Orchestra or in the Orchestra. Documentary, No Other Land. Animated feature, Flow. And then animated, In the Shadow of Cyprus. An international feature, I'm Still Here, Brazil. So there you go. That's what happened. I think I just saved you like 3 hours. Just saying. So with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about it. It is that main story time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story, story, story. Yeah, it's time to talk about that main story. Yeah, that's what we do around here. We have stories. We have things that happen. We have things we have to talk about because what else would we be doing?
Duh.
And here is something that is very, 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 and if I have not said it enough, very common. And what am I talking about? I am talking about the day that never comes. You know, and I know, inside of this stuff that we do, there's a lot of things that happen. There's a lot of conversations that occur. And listen, if you're a good leader, team member, whatever, you try to remember the conversations that you have and things that you tell people that are going to happen. It's kind of crucial to the whole thing, because if you mess this up, you kind of really screw some things up here. Now, I want you to think about this just for a quick moment. Think about a time that at your job, you were told, hey, we're going to promote you to this, and then we'll reevaluate how things are going and put insert timeline here, 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever. And then we'll talk about increases or more benefits or title change, you know, the typical stuff. And then all of a sudden the timeline hits, boom, the 3 months, the 6 months, the year. And nothing's changed. Nothing's happened. No one's reached out to you. No one has said, this is the countdown. What do you start thinking then? What are the thought processes that are going on? What are the things that you turn around and go, well, why hasn't this happened? And here's kind of how that streak goes. It goes both ways. If you don't talk about this and let it slide, they're going to think that it's okay. So if it's done to you, imagine you doing that to your team members or the people that you interact with. We're going to do X, and then X never happens, even though you gave them a timeline. So when these things occur, do you mention anything to leadership? Do you get upset if somebody comes towards you and says, hey, you said we're going to be doing X and nothing's occurred? I'm just asking because I want to have a better understanding. Because if you suffer from a level of disappointment, what will happen with the people that you work with? What will happen with the people that depend on you? And that's the stuff that I want to talk about. Because listen, I look at it from the standpoint of things can get crazy here. Things can get extremely weird. I look around and I go, if this world, people are so dependent on things occurring, it's because a lot of it has to deal with how we communicate. And if you're not communicating with the people again, with the things that are going on, talking about the day that never comes, what do you think is going to happen? Is that going to be one of those things where they're saying good things or they're saying bad things about the expectations of the job, of the work that they do? So I'm a big proponent of over-communicating at times. I'm a big proponent also of under-promise, over-deliver. Because the worst thing that you can do is have a team member be disappointed on something you said was going to happen and it didn't, especially if it's playing with anything about their livelihood. I look at it all the time that I don't like talking about stuff until it's going to happen. I mean, I might give a little subtle hint there or a subtle hint here, but until I know for sure, I don't want to tell you because I have, you know, been disappointed in the past. And I'm sure I have disappointed people in the past as well. So with that being said, communicate with your team when you know you're going to do the right thing. In regards, if you're saying, hey, we're going to start implementing this, don't let it be that day that never comes and people are always sitting around and just waiting for it.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund.
So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, here we go. 43 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Kind of doing our thing, man. Doing our thing. Yeah, this right here is Pixelated Haze by Dawson Hollow. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Go ahead and give it a little streamer, a little download action. Take a listen to what's going on. We would like to thank Dawson Hollow for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So there you go. Did I say that it is 44 minutes past the top of the hour? Because that's important. For you to know that, I want to keep you in the timeline.
and the timeline of what the hell we have going on. No doubt about that. Anyways, let me tell you real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Right Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And my friends at Right Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, all kinds of info related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. That's just the name of you. TWLOHA.com. To write love on her arms. There you go. A lot of stuff. A lot of things. Just saying. Just saying. TWLOHA.com. Yeah, you go there, it can change everything for you. No doubt about that. I don't say that hand in cheek or cheek in hand or tongue in cheek. Is it hand in cheek? No, it's tongue in cheek. Come on, let's not mix these things up. Let's not mix them up. Yeah, I don't say these things tongue in cheek as I mention these things. I mean, some people get all hung up about some of the stuff, but no, not here. Not here. A lot of stuff. Okay, so let's talk real quick about some other things going on inside of the way of the multiverse. Gray Matters. Yeah, you heard me. Gray Matters. If you could imagine that we could soon see the end of wrinkles, gray hair, according to a new study. German researchers say that they have identified the potential for a variety of anti-aging treatments involving an array of natural occurring hormones that could be used to slow some of the body aging processes. The researchers found that melatonin, known for its role of regulating sleep, may also help keep your skin youthful, and several other hormones such as melanocytes, stimulating hormones, which affects the skin pigmentation, and oxytocin, were also found to help the skin and hair more youthful by helping protect you from UV damage. Scientists hope that the discoveries will lead to anti-aging treatments called senotherapies. These drugs work as targeting and removing cells that stop dividing and the buildup of body as we age. So in this political climate, I doubt it. That's one thing. But Hollywood put the end of gray hair and wrinkles decades ago. I mean, if you haven't noticed, I mean, just look at the Oscars from last night. And really anti-aging. Let's see. Collagen. Just drink some collagen. You know, like whatever, you know, nutrient stuff for collagen. Skin elasticity plays a big factor, I would imagine, inside of that. But I'm not any kind of bioscientist. That's for sure, as we are talking. So there you go. Just some stuff, of course, to talk about. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute? Because that seems like the right thing to do.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jason. Herman Munster from the TV show The Munsters imparted this wisdom to his son Eddie in a 1965 episode. "The lesson I want you to learn," he said, "is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short, fat or thin, ugly or handsome like your father. Or you can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. But what does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character." Again, this was on a very silly but fun TV show in 1965. But there's some amazing wisdom in these words. The strength of your character will shine through when you're online and when you're out in public. That is what people see in you.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. So what is God really like? Is he like Archie Bunker? Obnoxious and opinionated? Close-minded and loud-mouthed? Is he a distant deity? So far removed from our human sphere as to be untouched by our human predicament? Is he a friend who sticks closer than a brother? Or is he so holy as to be totally unapproachable? Is he a very present help in our time of trouble? Or is he unmoved by our desperate situation? What is God really like? Exodus 15 says, "Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders." Lord, forgive us for trying to create you in our own image. Help us to see you as you are, so we can worship you as we should. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Hamas is set to transfer the bodies of four Israeli hostages to Israel in exchange for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. This exchange is scheduled just days before the initial phase of their ceasefire concludes.
Israel had previously postponed the release of over 600 Palestinian detainees, citing concerns over the treatment of hostages by Hamas. Both Israeli authorities and Hamas have confirmed that the upcoming exchange will proceed without public ceremonies. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Iran has significantly increased its production of uranium enriched up to 60%, now possessing 274.8 kilograms as of February 8, 2025. This development brings Iran closer to weapons-grade enrichment levels, intensifying global concerns, Joseph Eckerson reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency reports that Iran's total enriched uranium stockpile has reached 8,294.4 kilograms. This escalation has heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington, especially under the current U.S. administration.
A military aircraft crash in Omdurman, Sudan, has resulted in at least 46 fatalities, including women and children, with an additional 10 individuals injured. The Antonov plane crashed during takeoff from Wadi Sayidna Air Base, also causing damage to nearby residences.
The incident involved both senior military officers and civilians, with some victims' bodies transported to Nau Hospital. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Dock workers on the U.S. East and Gulf Coast have overwhelmingly approved a six-year contract, effectively averting a potential strike that could have disrupted the economy. The agreement includes a 62% wage increase, raising hourly pay from $39 to $63. Lawrence Keller with the latest.
Negotiated between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, the contract also addresses automation concerns. While allowing for technological advancements, it ensures the necessity of hiring new workers and prohibits full automation.
A federal judge in Seattle has blocked President Donald Trump's executive order that aimed to suspend the U.S. refugee resettlement program. The judge ruled that the president's authority has limits and cannot override laws enacted by Congress.
Major refugee aid organizations challenged the order, citing significant harm due to halted funding and processing of refugee applications. The Justice Department is considering an emergency appeal against the ruling. Kevin Sanders reporting.
President Donald Trump has proposed offering wealthy immigrants a gold card, selling the possibility of citizenship for $5 million. This initiative aims to attract affluent individuals to invest in the U.S. economy.
Critics argue that this policy favors the rich and undermines traditional immigration pathways.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Rio Big.
I guess that means they're not waiting for anything is what it sounds like. 53 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. If you take a look back at 2019, SpaceX Dragon capsule successfully docks at the International Space Center, or station, better saying, during the demonstration run. The commercially developed unscrewed space capsule arrived at the orbiting lab after completing a one-day, orbit around the Earth following its launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That happened back on this date in 2019. What else do we got? Okay, let's see. On some birthdays for today, Thomas Barbuska, 22. Jason Tatum turns 27. Camila Cabello, 28. Jessica Biel, 43. Buddy Velastro, 48. Ronan Keaton turns 48. Julie Bowen, 55. Tone Loc turns 59. Laura Herring, 61. Jackie Joyner Kersee turns 63. Herschel Walker turns 63. Mary Page Keller turns 64. John Lilly, 71. And Jean Bess turns 90 today. So those are some birthdays going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Anthem Day, World Hearing Day, World Wildlife Day, World Birth Defect Day. What if cats and dogs had opposable thumb days? What? Okay. I guess that one's confusing, but whatever. It is what it is. That's what you got. Those are the days of the year to celebrate. So just to reference one more time, because somebody was like, hey, you didn't, you kind of started talking about it, but you didn't say anything else. Last week we talked about it. We'll talk about it again today. So if you want to come and hang out with us, we're going to be broadcasting live and in living color from Banff in Canada. Yep. Going on April the 28th through May the 1st of 2025. You want to come and take a look at what's going on? If you're on the screen or inner, yeah, you can see some of the people that are speaking there. We got some Brent Sutton, Sean, Brad, Brady. Let's see. Also, Jeff List, Stephen Scott, Cause Rose, just to name a few. It's a multiple-day fun event if you're out hanging out in Canada or want to come and hang out in Canada. In Banff, Alberta, one of the most beautiful places I can tell you that I've ever been to, no doubt. Ugh. There. So there you go. And I'm not a big snow person, and I like going there. Last year it snowed hardcore. I liked it, but whatever. So there you go. Energy Safety Canada. Just go to Energy Safety Canada's website, and we'll talk about the conference and trade show that's coming up. You're going to like your time there, no doubt about that, if you come and hang out with us. April the 28th. So there you go. Let's talk about some things that happened. Well, not some things that happened back on this date. Let's talk about rando jokes if you need one. The people who say getting boring as you age have clearly never experienced the thrill of seeing two hummingbirds at a feeder at the same time. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the most embarrassing thing that has happened to you in public? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. According to a study, the average office worker spends 2 hours a day doing this. What is it? Dealing with email. 2 hours a day dealing with email. So there you go. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Monday. At the top of the hour, we will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come out and hang out with us for the next couple hours or so. Outside of that, that's it. Let's see. What happens then? Oh, yeah. If you stay on Safety FM, Sheldon Primus, talking about the world of safety consulting. That's what he does for the next couple hours or so. Or the next hour, better saying. Next couple hours, music and entertainment. If you're hanging out on Radio Big today, this evening, you'll get a lovely replay, from what I'm being told, of my morning show, if you want to come and take a listen to that. So there you go. So with that being said... Let me leave you with a deep thought for today, because I always think that those are important to leave you with. The will to succeed is important, but what's more important is the will to prepare. Some people tend to forget that, so keep that in mind. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.